The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the health hacker. Alarming news, Mad Dog. I like to read. I like to peruse. I like to peruse the news. And I've read an article, and tell me if you've heard about this, but our masculinity and manliness, in brackets, has decreased since 1980. Oh, my God.
Check your legs, boys. Check your legs. Make sure everything's there.
No, what is going on with this article? We're less manly than in 1980.
Oh, it's a staggering article. It's very concerning for every male out there. We're actually being denutted as we speak. Essentially, they're claiming this research that we've been seeing declining testosterones of nearly 1% a year since 1980 in males. So if you do the maths around that, that means someone your age or my age today has 30% less testosterone than they did in 1980. So the version of me or you in 1980, not only would we have had bell-bottom pants on and some disco nights out, we would have also had probably more facial hair and a lot more muscles because our testosterone levels would have been 30% higher.
Does this mean like in 2100, girls will be more manly than men?
Actually predicting this, it's quite interesting in itself that women are actually becoming more masculine in a number of ways. And as you can see from the recent, trend towards, strong is beautiful, which is a great thing. A lot of women now are doing CrossFit. And, you look at some of these CrossFit athletes, case in point, they'd run laps around 99% of the blokes anyway. So, women in sport are becoming more prominent. And, for whatever reason, males' hormone levels seem to be going one way and women's going the other.
Hey, I'm all for strong women, by the way, watching Ultimate Tag on Channel 7, far out. They are beasts. And I mean that in the best way possible. More strength to the ladies. Am I right, sisters? Yes, you are. But how come us men are losing our testosterone? Like, why is that?
Yeah, well, originally we thought it was because of age, but all the research I've been doing has been pointing to it's actually not age. It's actually our behaviours and our lifestyle choices. So they've really monitored, tens of thousands of males to see where the biggest declines are coming and what from. And, we just thought as we got older, we used our equipment a little bit less, we probably naturally declined. But they've actually found that the declines are so overwhelming that it has to be a number of other factors. And particularly the biggest one that's jumping out is our weight. I always say that things don't grow in the shade. You can't see your old fella, you've got some problems. So being overweight is very dangerous, particularly gut fat. It's basically an organ is your gut fat. It's called visceral fat, and it leaks toxins, and it also leaches hormones as well, namely estrogen, which makes you less manly. So it's very important that if you've got a gut, the first thing you need to do to reinstate your manlyhood is get rid of that gut. One other theory is that a lot of men aren't married anymore, and it's actually an interesting study in itself that men that are married have higher testosterone levels because they believe that these guys have more sex and aren't as stressed as men that are single and on the prowl.
Well, that is why I've got three main goals in life, Adam Mad Dog McDougall. One is to go to every country in the world. That's just one for me. One is to have a happy, successful marriage so that I am continually remaining virile and masculine. And the third is that I don't put on any weight. So the test is always, can I shave my pubes without moving my belly to one side? It's a great litmus test for us all out there. Now, how do you go about fixing this stuff? Not everyone can just have a wife and continually bang, but I've heard of TRT, or like testosterone replacement therapy. When a man hits like 40, 45 years old, you can go down that route. Or is that an American thing, or is that in Australia as well? What are some of the ways we can fix this?
Yeah, look, that, I suppose, exogenous route, for want of a better word, where you're exogenously administering some sort of hormone into your body is very trendy in America. All the Hollywood stars and Sylvester Stallone, there's every single actor over there is obviously enhancing their youth fountain by, injecting growth hormone and all these, drugs. But the big difference here in Australia is we obviously have different medical procedures and standards. And, in America, I suppose, money talks and the rest walks. I'd suggest just living like our ancestors used to. So some key takeaways and research really backs this up. Go and lift heavy things. We know that lifting heavy stuff really increases testosterone levels. So doesn't necessarily need to be in the gym, but, the decline in manual labour has also seen the decline in a lot of men's testosterone levels. So go and lift some heavy stuff, guys. Eat plenty of fat and protein as well, because fat makes up your hormones and protein's really important for your manliness. Decrease your stress. Stress really has a denuttering effect on you. And go out and get some sunlight.
Well, by golly, Miss Molly, record the dates. Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2021, Danny Lakey declares he will not be neutered by his own stress levels and fat gut. To the moon with masculinity, boys! Valuable information, scary stats, but good to know that if you make the right decisions, you will become more masculine with time, not withering away into some sort of Valentine's Day flower.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.